Zimbabwe's state-run Herald newspaper this morning reported that the country's largest gold miner, Mittalan Gold, is negotiating a $10 million loan from local and foreign banks to restart operations at its closed mines. Such a deal would be good news for the country since the majority of the gold mines in the country shut down last year as they struggled with an economic crisis made worse by hyperinflation, which made the local currency worthless. But the spokesman for the London-based group Zimbabwe Vigil, Dennis Benton, told us ongoing political instability continues to discourage foreign investors from returning to the once prosperous country.
It's like the Dr. Doolittle story, you know, this creature, pull me, push you, or whatever it is. One side of the government is pulling one way, and the other side is pulling the other. And neither side trusts each other. And this is not a very attractive proposition for foreign investors. One side is encouraging further farm invasions. The other side is trying to reassure the outside world that it's a proper environment to invest in, and it's not really very convincing. It's very unlikely that certainly the West will invest sizable amounts of money in Zimbabwe, while the rule of law is still flouted so openly, and where the word of the Prime Minister really carries no weight as far as law and order goes. So it's a very difficult situation for Zimbabwe.